Hello, I'm Jim from Diversity Radio, and we're here with Nash, the founder of Diversity Radio. So Nash, what is Diversity Radio and how did it come about?
Diversity Radio, it's a platform that is set to kind of bridge the gap between service providers and service recipients, and in fact also to cater for the wider community's interest and knowledge and awareness of mental health. The name itself, Diversity, is driven from the fact that when people hear diversity, they associate it with ethnicity. As much as it is, it's also to deal with the difference in mental health and how
personalities.
Yes, and how as individuals and as people from different backgrounds, how it affects us and how our experience of it differs and how our responses to it and beliefs around mental health is and how it affects the way we relate.
What can Diversity Radio offer to communities?
I mean, as the name says, Diversity Radio is to ensure that people within the community are aware of what the whole concept of mental health is, to ensure that people feel comfortable to open up, to talk about it, to give people the kind of the tools to be able to support each other. To also be enable support networks and enable service provision and improve on it. For instance, when it comes to service providers, in fact, professionals and recipients of services, there's always this gap which is inevitably difficult to bridge because there is this power imbalance, you know, recipients projecting power onto service providers and service providers looking at them as if we know it or we're the professionals. Now, Diversity Radio is hoping to bridge that gap and to ensure that there is a common playing field where we all congregate and agree and accept each other and mutually work together on an equal par.
So it's a more holistic approach to mental health services where people can communicate with each other, collaborate, offers room for things like creativity.
Yes, and anything else. It, in a nutshell, it's just to allow people to be themselves. To know that we are more, you know, asset-based than just kind of deficits in the community. And to also ensure that whatever your situation is, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And we've got our be unwell and still possess certain skills. And it doesn't take away who you are.
What is it about the platform of radio? Why radio?
Because it's virtual, because it's able, especially digital radio. We chose digital platform because in this day and age, that's the order of the day. You know, people have got access to smartphones and technology and internet, and any message that we pass on that from that platform can reach everywhere in the world. And mental health is everywhere in the world. The world needs platforms like this to reach out to the communities.
So educating people, breaking those barriers of difference and unity in our experiences, in our variety of experiences, and feeling together despite our differences, basically.
Yes.
Communities. Yes. Global communities.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm an African descent and I know what my community is like when they hear the name mental health. To be able to reach out to such communities with different programs like storytelling, like poetry, like music, quizzes, podcasts, people's personal, it's a way of making it, normalizing the whole stigma of mental health. And I think in doing this, we're reaching out gradually and we're educating this community.
Well, it sounds absolutely brilliant, and it's a very exciting future for Diversity Radio, and we hope that you'll all tune in to see the great work that we'll be doing.
And to add to this also, most of, especially my peers that I've worked around with, you know, kind of related to, most of us are at home, we can't reach out, and we have so much to share. This platform enables people to contribute from wherever they are, and that contribution is priceless and invaluably so. Yes, it's there to reach out, take support out there to people, give people the opportunity to relate and to share from wherever they are in the world. And so I think what we are hoping to do and to reach out to in the future is to be able to get other, say, healthcare services, agencies, funders, professionals and stuff, to use this platform to reach out to the people that tend to support. And I think, yeah, you know, that's what we would hope to get in the future. And also demonstrating the leadership. Is they talk about collaboration, they talk about service user involvement. If it's not meaningful, it doesn't make sense. And Diversity Radio is practicing exactly just that. We're demonstrating that, yeah, as much as we're deemed service users, we're also the individuals that have got the skills that can be put into good use, that can actually benefit community and improve support.
Very exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, thanks.